welcome to the program. Looks like we all made it through to another day. One more day to live for the Lord, or one more day to get discouraged. We're going to talk about fighting discouragement today. Stay tuned. Doing today? Are you getting a little bit discouraged? If you are, you're among some pretty good people. For instance, Moses was giving his life to help God's people. That's all he wanted to do, is help God's people. But God's people criticized, condemned, and complained so much, Moses finally got so discouraged he wanted to die. In Numbers 11:14, Moses prayed. He said, "I am not able to bear all this people alone, because it is too heavy for me." He continued, "Kill me, I pray thee." Well, I've got discouraged over the years. I've never got that discouraged. But it seems the more you try to do things for the Lord, it seems people won't listen to you. It seems, we can talk about, as pastors, people in the church, as parents, we can talk about our children. We just want what's best for them, and they give us a hard time about that. Well, don't get discouraged. The thing is that if I'm going to get discouraged, I'm really the only one who can decide whether I'm going to be discouraged or not. We'll see here that Moses was having a pity party. The problem with these pity parties is that nobody comes to your party. It's just you. Nobody even knows you're having a party, especially the people who are discouraging you. So if we're going to win this battle of discouragement, we need to realize that the Bible says that God giveth grace for the situations that we're going through. All we need to do is take advantage of that. Listen very carefully to the words of this song. It was written by someone who spent a life with tragedy and suffering, spent most of her life in a wheelchair. "He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater.
He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength when the labors increase. To added affliction he addeth his mercy. To multiplied trials his multiplied peace. His love has no limit, his grace has no measure, his power has no boundary, nor none to man. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus he giveth and giveth and giveth again. When we have exhausted our store of endurance, when our strength has failed, when we reach the end of our hoarded resources, our Father's forgiving is only begun. His love has no limit, his grace has no measure, his power has no boundary, nor none to man. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus he giveth and giveth and giveth. giveth and giveth again.
Well, again, we read in Numbers chapter 11, verse 14, Moses prayed. That's a good thing. Good thing to pray. This was not a good prayer. He said, I am not able to bear all these people alone. First of all, he wasn't alone. God was there. Take advantage of the situation, Moses. Well, problem with us human beings, whether you call yourself Moses or Bob Kirkland or whatever your name is, we can get discouraged if we're not careful. Moses did. He said, I'm not able to bear all this people alone because it is too heavy for me. Yeah, of course it is. So are our situations too heavy for us. But he didn't say, please help me. He said, kill me, I pray thee. Now, the problem Moses had was he had a wrong perspective of things. From his perspective, the source of discouragement was people and a lack of provisions, and the real source of discouragement, however, was a personal problem. Like Elijah and Jonah, who also prayed to die, Moses allowed himself to become discouraged. He allowed his problems to be bigger than his God. This, in turn, changed his attitude about things. Moses started out very confident about his responsibilities in this life. Discouragement, however, brought him to a place of confusion. His problem was he's thinking, why me? His prayer revealed the condition of his heart had changed. The tone of his prayer was anger. He was not very reverent toward the Lord. His question was, why me? When we get discouraged, instead of asking, why me, we should ask, why not me? Jesus said, in the world ye shall have tribulation. Did he mean everybody but me? Job said, man is born into trouble as the sparks fly upward. Did he mean everybody but me? He said in Job 14:1, man that is born of a woman is full of trouble. Did he mean everyone but me? 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It doesn't say for everything. It says in everything. Did he mean everyone but me should give thanks for the situations? Sometimes adversity can be a better friend than prosperity. When the Lord allows trouble to come into our lives, we must remember that it's part of his plan. We don't need to understand his plan. Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for good. The verse continues, according to his purpose. We should not ask, why me? Our prayer should be, Lord, what is your purpose in this? What is the lesson that you want me to learn? Someone has said, when you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hang on. No, when you get to the end of your rope, let go and let God take care of the situation. Part of the purpose for the pressures we go through in life is simply so that God can get us to the end of our rope, so that we will trust in his grace. He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater.
He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength when the labors increase. To added affliction he addeth his mercy. To multiplied trials his multiplied peace. His love has no limit, his grace has no measure, his power has no boundary, none unto man. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and giveth and giveth. Exhausted our store of endurance. When our strength has failed, ere the day is half done, when we reach the end of our hoarded resources, our Father's forgiving is only begun. His love has no limit, His grace has no measure, His power has no boundary, known unto man. For out of His infinite riches in Jesus, He giveth and giveth and giveth again. He giveth and giveth.